North Berwick sports seating manufacturer Hussey Seating is sounding alarms about the effect that President Donald Trump's steel tariffs are having on its bottom line. It's a concern Maine Senator Angus King says is widespread in the state and beyond. Fred Bever has more.
Hussey CEO Gary Merrill says his company and many steel-based businesses in the Northeast depend on Canadian suppliers for raw materials. And the tariffs that the White House announced late last month would go forward will damage revenues at the company, which employs 300 people.
It's a significant impact to us. A lot of our backlog is already in place, and we've quoted those jobs with the old pricing in place, and so we've hacked our bottom line this year. And then going forward, we're going to have to pass those costs on to our customers because there's no way we can absorb them, and it could impact us competitive position with our competitors, especially our foreign competitors.
Trump's recent trade action includes a 25% tariff on Canadian steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum. Merrill says that the commodities markets started reacting to the expected tariffs months ago, and between them and other market forces, Hussey's steel costs have spiked 45% this year.
We're used to dealing with high energy costs. We're used to dealing with a high tax structure. We're used to dealing with low unemployment and an aging workforce. But this caught us out of the blue a little bit, the fact that steel was going to go up that much that quickly.
Hussey Seating is an example, but there are probably 100 others in Maine and thousands across the country.
Independent Maine Senator Angus King says he wants to see changes in the nation's trade relations, but the president should use a scalpel, not a chainsaw.
You know, I've talked to companies up in Arista County that make steel countertops, a company in Augusta that fabricates steel for construction. It's going to be a significant increase in the cost of everything that involves steel and aluminum, from beer cans to high-rise buildings. And that doesn't even take into account the likelihood of retaliation.
King says Canada already has slapped a tariff on maple syrup imported from the U.S., and he's worried that further action by that country or others will result in a net loss of jobs in the U.S. In a recent press statement, White House officials said the tariffs have, quote, already had major positive effects on steel and aluminum workers and jobs, and will continue to do so for long into the future. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.